There's a war coming. A terrible war.
Welcome to Gothamized, the completely unofficial podcast where we celebrate all things Batman and take you through the new series Gotham. I'm Batman. And I'm awesome.
Oh, fuck off. Oh, dear.
And you are?
Oh, I'm Jamie.
Oh. Disappointing. I thought you were going to say you were the electrocutioner.
Oh, no. No.
You were Jack Gruber. Or something like that.
Yeah.
Which is actually not his real name, because here's the thing that I found that since last time, there was an electrocutioner in the comics.
Yes.
Ages ago. I don't even know which series of comics it was. But yeah, so it's not someone they just came up with.
Yeah.
And the reason that also I didn't make the connection is because Jack Gruber is not the name of the character, which they reveal here. They reveal his real name, which... Jack Gruber was just an alias.
I've forgotten what his real name is already.
Me too. It was something with ski at the end. Petrisky. I don't know what it was. But
By the way.
So that was confusing. But yeah.
Isn't it such a stupid premise for a villain?
Especially in the way they deal with it in this episode. Yeah. We'll get to that right now. Because there's a lot to get through. I haven't done an episode. We've got two episodes to talk about. And... Got loads of Batman news, so let's get straight to it. Previously on Gotham. Yeah, Previously on Gotham was episode 12. It's called What the Little Bird Told Him. I don't know what's with those titles lately. They're just getting weird. But anyway, this is the follow-up to the last episode. Where, you know, the electrocutioner left and he was like, I'll get you next time, Gordon.
Yeah, which I thought and, we won't see him in at least, like, five episodes. But no.
No, like, he's already back. He's already, like, got everything back together.
Yeah.
He found his old tools.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, it was pretty awesome for a while. The electrocutioner stuff.
Yeah, because they actually made a rivalry, which is what I was more hoping for. Like they were, I thought, they finally got to get on to like Jim's, you know, nemesis.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, and then no.
Not really. It just fizzled out. No. But yeah, for a while there, it really felt like a Batman show for once.
Yes.
Where this villain doing crazy shit.
Yeah.
And killing people.
Yeah, but with electroshock therapy.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Like, I know, but I don't know. Maybe for me it's like a step too far. Like, electroshock therapy was never designed for, like, mind manipulation.
Well.
Do you see what I mean? It was designed to fucking neuter people and their minds.
I don't know.
It was meant to disrupt the frontal lobe.
Yeah, but he's not
so
doing...
So become more passive.
He's not exactly
but
doing what you're meant to be doing.
Like, he's done it so that he can take complete control. Like, he's done it in a brainwashy way.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really make much sense.
It's not like... it's like saying the Joker is like, he's using jokes wrong. It's like, yes.
No.
He's crazy.
But jokes aren't a method... to his madness. It's the point of his madness.
Wow, that's food for thought there.
Yeah.
It's not... Wow.
Like, the method to his madness is explosions and guns and money and henchmen, you know?
Yeah.
But then the whole thing is meant to be a big joke.
Yeah.
I guess the only
that's
one...
That's pretty deep.
I think the only time when jokes are his method where he releases, like, the laughing gas. But laughing gas is a real thing. Do you see what I mean? Like, we know what laughing gas is.
Yeah. But the electrocutioner, I still hate saying that, it's too long.
No, it got a little bit better because they were like, he doesn't just do the mind shit.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
He plays with electronics.
Yeah, this time he uses it more as a direct weapon.
Which I get, and that makes more sense, and that was much more interesting.
By the way, I'm not the only one who can't say electrocutioner properly. The Riddler in that episode said, oh, I like it, electrocutioner.
Yeah.
He has to say it in two bunches for it to
be. Yeah. So, I think it... Is it not a hyphenated word? It could be a hyphenate. No. It's one word.
Yeah.
Electrocutioner. Because it is two different words. It's two words combined.
We'll get used to it.
Yeah.
But that episode had a really good build-up, which they fucked up.
Yeah, like, it's unfortunate.
The glass of water thing is really lame.
Yeah.
Really lame.
It was in Signs.
It was in Signs. It was used better in Signs, actually. This was literally just like, well, this episode has to end somehow.
No, but it's always silly when, because a lot of films do it, whereby water is like a weakness.
But it doesn't even make any fucking sense.
Like, what if it rained? Like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, but also, like, he throws a glass of water at the thing, which breaks. But then what happened? Like, did he just stand there? He wasn't like... You know, did electrocuted himself. He just stood there.
Yeah.
Why didn't he run away?
I don't know.
Or like fight Gordon. Why didn't we get at least a fight, like a hand to hand fight where he's like, I don't need these toys.
Yeah.
Takes them off and they fight. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something needed to happen.
I know. Or why didn't he just waterproof his shit?
Yeah, honestly.
It's like, come
like,
on.
Like, why would you have
my
fucking...
My phone is, like, waterproof more than that fucking thing is.
I know. Like, he was acting all smart and shit, and then it's just like, you know you've got live wires just, like, coming out. I don't think that would work either, to, like, short-circuit it. That was... I don't know.
No.
It was pretty dumb. Yeah, it's a shame they fucked up. But then a lot of other stuff happened. Like, he's not really the focus of the episode that much. It's more about...
Penguin,
Falcone,
yeah,
and Fish,
yeah, really.
That all kind of comes to the whole kind of Fish's plot comes to fruition.
I was sort of enjoying that.
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't bad.
Yeah,
well, I like when Penguin says just Falcone's name just subconsciously when he gets electrocuted.
That I didn't think was very good.
No, it was a cop out, but. I kind of like that Penguin's plan backfired as well. Like, I like how the electrocutioner's plot came in direct contact with the Penguin plot. That was almost clever on Gotham's
plot. Yeah, yeah.
To make both plots relevant.
No, I like that. Yeah. That particular episode was more focused.
It was, yeah.
And that's good.
It had, like, two distinct plots, but they merged them in a way that was...
We pretty much had no Brucey.
Brucey?
Bruce Wayne.
I keep thinking of Bruce Forsyth when you say that. Little boy.
That is
because you don't need him in this episode, which they should have done in early episodes where they just crammed everyone in for no reason.
Yeah.
At least this time they still crammed in Barbara, didn't they? Is this the episode? Yeah, she has tea with her parents, and you're just like, why am I here?
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
It's almost intrusive where you're like, I shouldn't be sitting with these people right now.
I know.
There's better things happening.
I was trying to think, are they going to make that relevant? And it was like, no. And also, what I did like is like, Gordon's like, yeah, I've moved on.
Yeah.
Because guess who's in this episode?
It's the girl from the asylum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's in Firefly.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, I'd seen that girl. Somewhere. It's the girl from Firefly. I can't remember her name. She's in loads of things.
She's in
Firefly. I think she's been in Stargate.
I saw recently
she was
been
in Stargate
cast
and
in
she
something.
Was Oh god, she's in a sci-fi series I can't remember the name of with aliens. And
with aliens?
I can't remember
For
that
sliders.
One.
Sliders, no. That's not aliens.
I can't remember what it's called, but anyway, she's been loads of TV stuff, and now she's gonna be in something else soon.
Yeah. I saw they cast her in something, but I can't remember what it was.
What was it? I'll have to look that up.
Yeah,
later,
yeah, we'll look it up. But anyway,
she's fucking super hot, by the way.
Okay, yes.
Oh,
but she makes out with Gordon in the locker room.
Yay!
Which is very sexy.
Yeah.
The police locker room that they just let a woman in for some reason.
Yeah.
And although, is it unisex? Maybe it is. I don't know how it works.
It's not fucking RoboCop, dude.
Or Starship Troopers. Yeah. So what happens? Yeah, Falcone finds out about the girl who was a mole, But then she likes him, and
I thought the whole plot development was going to be like, yeah, he knows already.
I thought so, like, for a while.
And the reason why he didn't, he's never touched her or, you know, done anything to her,
because he
is because he already knows and he's just playing along.
I thought that as
but
well.
But he wasn't. He was completely fooled.
He was completely fooled, but I like how in the end he came out, like, strong. Because for a while there, it was like, he's just a sad old man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He
had a crisis of job.
But I kind
of
like that about the character, that he seems pretty tame. But every so often he does something pretty cruel.
Yeah.
Like, this is maybe the most brutal moment in the show so far, where he just, like, strangles a woman to death.
And guess who's back?
Back again?
Zaz.
He's back. He didn't do anything.
No.
He was like, I want to do something. Falcon, he's like, no.
No.
Like, next episode. He's like, oh, okay. But yeah, it was just a reminder that he was there. But I was hoping they'd bring him back properly for next episode, which they do.
Yeah.
That's my transition. See how, why I did that. It's very, very smooth. Episode 13 has another shitty title. Welcome back, comma, Jim Gordon. And in case you can't figure it out, he's back in the police force. Although he was back technically last episode.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know why. But he's back. And it's all about Fish's revenge, kind of. Although she gets captured.
Yeah. And
tortured in really the lamest way.
I love,
the torturer they found is just
That whole torture scene was hilarious.
Yeah, like, it was so silly.
So silly, so funny. There was no proper build up to the guy.
No.
Because I thought they were going to do a build up to the torturer.
I kind of.
And then the torturer himself is not that mean and isn't that brutal at all.
I kind of liked that about him, that he was like talking about his kids and wife. Like, that's a pretty nice touch. Because that's like...
Yeah, but the thing is, you needed the moment of violence.
Yeah, yeah. You needed to see him do shit. And
but in the end, it's just all fizzles.
Yeah, he's just like, I'll just put a bag on her head. And then she's like, yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. What would it...
Like, literally, the only thing that happens to her is she gets smacked in the face with a clipboard.
With a clipboard.
That's it.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
And also, wasn't it like... What were they trying to get out of her? An apology?
Yeah.
What's the fucking point?
Yeah, I know.
What's the fucking point?
It really feels like a James Bond, like, oh, I'm going to keep you alive because I want some stupid reason.
At this point, I think Falcone is a crazy old man, because it's like, what are you doing?
Just kill her.
Just kill her. Just get rid of her.
And also with the henchman.
Yeah, the henchman.
Just, all right. Who is
clearly in love with her at this point.
Yeah. We'll get to the ending in a second.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Anyway, but why not just kill him, then transport the body? Like, why go to all the effort to put him in the back of a van and strap him all up? Why not just shoot him right there in Fish Mooney's?
I know.
And then transport the body? What's easier? Just move the body.
This show's really reluctant to, like, get rid of any main character.
Yeah. But then it does.
Does it?
Well, he can't. Oh, no, they say he survives, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Butch, so he gets shot, but he survives.
It's like, let's have fun with him. And I don't know. Why? You're wasting your time. You could be doing better.
He's not
that
relevant.
Yeah, he's not.
Even though we dedicated a whole episode to him.
Yeah, I know. It was a decent episode, but it's like, I don't know. I'm more interested in, like, if he's, like, madly in love with Fish, and she's probably not interested.
No.
So that might create a conflict
there. She's in love with someone else that we only just found out.
I don't think she's in love
with
anyone. What
the hell? Bullock,
yeah.
And Fish Mooney apparently are in a relationship.
Well, I think it was kind of like implied that they had maybe an affair, but it's not.
That's bizarre.
I don't think love comes into it, really.
I know, but the thing is,
it's more like a respect. Like,
I don't understand
respect.
Why the series is suddenly trying to paint Mooney as some kind of normal person.
Yeah.
Like, as some kind of normal, emotional person who, you know, is affected by love and relationships. And you're just like, She's fucking psycho. She's to be psycho. She displays that in the torture scene. Like, she kind of goads the torturer.
Yeah.
And laughs maniacally at points in time. And you're like, you can't do that and then have a touching scene of, oh, I'll be back. Oh, kiss.
It wasn't too touching. She's like, I'm going to kill Penguin.
But it's sort of revenge of, you know, betrayal of trust.
By the way, there was this weird thing about, like, Penguin's mum. And I was
That's
certain.
That's
I was
so creepy.
It was. But I was certain that Penguin's mum was going to leave.
Yeah.
And Fish would kidnap her and kill her.
Yeah.
I thought that's where it was going. But turns out the mum's appearance in this episode, completely pointless.
I know.
What was that about?
No, it's not. Sorry, unfortunately. Because
we had to get to the shitty montage. Oh, yeah. The drinking montage.
Worst thing of the episode.
That was bad.
Easily the worst thing of the episode.
That was embarrassing.
That hawks back, doesn't it? Because remember when we had like a montage every episode?
Uh-huh.
We'd have a montage of Bobby on the beat.
Oh, by the way, there's two in this episode.
No.
There's the drinking montage, and there's another fucking cop montage where Gordon's like interrogating people.
Yeah.
And there's like shitty music in the background as well. So, oh, man.
So, yeah, I don't know why we've gone back to that.
To montages, yeah. That's what was missing from the early episode.
I find that quite bizarre that we've kind of resorted to...
I thought we'd moved on. And that drinking montage, it's only there for pacing because they needed something in between the mum leaving, Fish coming in.
Yeah, I don't get
that.
So
they're like, oh, we don't have a scene in between. Maybe he's just drinking.
Yeah, but it's really awkward because you never show Gordon leave.
Not really. Well,
so like Gordon's there. He's about no, because he says, oh, I'll get you a glass to drink with. And he doesn't move. Because he could have just got up and left, and that could have been like a little bit sad. He doesn't move, and then we just have this montage of like him by himself, and I'm like, is he doing this while Gordon's just sitting there?
That'd be awesome.
No, he's not. He's by himself.
It's like the penguin mating call. It's just like there's a weird bit where he's like clearly flirting with Gordon as well.
Yeah.
It's like that's what friends do. It's like, are we friends? Did I miss something? Are we friends?
Look, all right. I'll give credit to this particular episode in the sense that I think it's a good idea that Gordon is finally becoming dirty.
He's not becoming dirty. No.
Come on, he's dealing with Penguin.
No, but he doesn't know.
Achieve. No.
He doesn't know certain shit about Penguin.
This whole idea that, oh, he's naive. He's naive that no one would get hurt. Like, he goes, oh, no one must get hurt. Like, come on.
He is.
People are going to get hurt.
Of course
they
are.
It's Penguin.
But I don't think...
You not know nothing about Penguin.
I don't think he knows that Penguin killed a bunch of guys. Does he know he killed that fisherman for no reason early on?
Oh, maybe not.
And a guy
doesn't know that he's a murderer.
Yeah.
But he's got to know that he's fucking in the mob and he's like now one of the bosses.
But
it's
I think Penguin portrays himself as more of like a Weasley, snitch.
Yeah. But whereas... I really like that begging scene. I thought that was quite good.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's his go-to. His default, mechanism. He goes into pleading and then... Fish doesn't buy it because she knows him, really. That was quite good. And then Victor Zsasz saves his ass.
Yep.
His Zsasz. Get it? Thank you.
I'll give you credit.
I should put some like crowd clapping.
Do you think like he's got like business cards where it goes, Victor Zsasz saves your Zsasz?
Yeah, I think so. I think he wouldn't put the Z. He would just say, saves your ass, but he would write it like, ZS. So he comes in and what happens again? I think she escapes, right?
Well, she escapes, and what's quite bizarre,
by the way, Zsasz is meant to be like an expert, you know, like hitman or whatever, all they do, him and his friends, they just stand there and shoot handguns.
I know. It's and one like, of them gets hit.
Yeah. Because they're standing.
Yeah.
Like in a line.
Covering.
I don't know if that's the best way to...
And also, by the way, they got the drop on them.
Yeah.
Like, they were behind
and they missed.
Yeah,
like he just fucking misses like everything, and I'm just. I don't, oh,
although there's one bit where like
that's
Zaz,
the stormtrooper of fucking shooting school. He goes to.
There's one bit where Zaz is like faster than a speeding bullet. Did you see that bit where he just like moves quickly?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, no, he's one of the girls gets hit, doesn't he?
Yeah,
who
but
don't talk. But
they don't talk. No, they just look cool.
Yeah, they're just.
But
there
why don't they just walk forward? It's just like three people in front of them. Even in a video game logic,
yeah,
you'd like throw a grenade or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess they don't want to destroy the club, but
yeah.
Still. What else happens? Edward, they're continuing with that fucking love interest. And he actually makes some progress there.
I don't know.
While he's picking shit out of his pasta.
The problem I have...
Onions, not shit.
The problem
not
I
actual
have
feces,
with
yeah.
that whole kind of arc
yeah.
with...
because it is an arc
with
now,
the Riddler,
because they've started that.
Yeah, is that are they ever going to have a payoff to that?
I think
storyline.
From what I'm thinking,
because if they don't have a payoff to it in some way, shape, or form, and I'm not saying you need like loads of Riddler episodes.
No,
well, I just what I need from it is either the suggestion or the actual. Visual confirmation that he becomes the Riddler.
Yeah, I think it will definitely play a part in him going crazy.
Yeah,
although he's a bit weird already. But
you can't just be like, you can't just have the build up.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You can't be like, oh, like these are the things that made him angry.
Yeah, yeah,
and then no fucking payoff.
It's weird because it's very different from the Taken the Animated series where he's
oh, yeah.
fully conscious of what he's doing. Like he gets fired, and as revenge. He
yes.
does those riddles and stuff.
No, instead they're playing him as the dorky.
Yeah, like they're playing it where he clearly
awkward.
Has something wrong with him.
Yeah.
That's going to come into play later.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way he is. But
severe OCD.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Or and then, so she'll probably get with him, I guess, and die, or like gets killed by something, and he gets
yeah.
fired on the same day or something, and as a cumulative thing that drives him nuts.
Could be.
I hope it happens soon because he's not doing enough, like in this show, really, for
yeah.
him to be relevant. He's less annoying than he used to be.
He had a fucking riddle, though.
He had a riddle,
yeah.
yeah. In this episode, or last
yeah.
one.
Yeah, this one.
What there was
the
there was
pick.
The ice pick.
Yeah, he gives Gordon. I can't remember the riddle. Apologize, but he gives a riddle to Gordon and Bullock for them to try and guess. Ice.
Oh, okay. I don't remember though.
So that they could guess Ice Pick as the murder weapon.
Okay. I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
In this episode?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I know in the last one he had this muffin with like, you know, red on it and like a bullet in it.
Yes.
That was yeah. a riddle.
That was, yeah, the visual
yeah.
riddle.
He's developing his style.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else? Oh, we see Bruce and Catwoman in this.
Totally pointless.
Pretty pointless to be in this particular episode, but I guess they're building up the next one, maybe, where Catwoman reveals she didn't see anything.
Did she?
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing. It might not be moving anything forward.
No.
And we learned that Bruce has a chalet in Switzerland, which sounds nice.
Yay!
I really want to go there.
And also that he hid for a while from the assassins.
Yeah,
with that sort of just thrown in there.
Yeah,
that he's been away, like
no, I thought he was going on the trip.
No, he went on the trip
yeah.
to get away from the assassins, right? But what's weird is like the passage of time is kind of bizarre.
Yeah, it's hard to know
because we have gaps every now and again. Like we had a gap. When Gordon got fired.
For all we know, Barbara's still drinking tea to this day.
I know. Like, it's a little bit bizarre. Like, sometimes they love to cram loads of things in.
Yeah.
But sometimes they like to... Things linger a bit, and then also we don't understand how much time has
yeah.
passed. And then also when people see each other after what we think is a period of time,
yeah.
it's just the next day.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, nothing's really changed. So I find it quite bizarre that
it
they,
is.
You know, don't have some form of seasonal changes.
True.
Like, I think they should have seasonal changes. I think that's pretty cool. Thing about Gotham, which
like a
I
Christmas
like,
episode.
Yeah, well, no, just
Christmas
like
with
snow,
the Joker.
Like, have snow.
Oh, that'd be great. Know, anything close to Batman Returns makes me happy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, if you've got Snow and the Penguin and Catwoman in there, that could
stop it.
I could actually get into this.
But anyway, I'm just saying that they feel...
And Christopher Walken in a cameo, come on.
They sometimes feel reluctant to have outside shots, sometimes.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, it's clearly all done in a studio.
No,
I mean,
I know,
it's not.
Sometimes they cut from obvious studio to obvious studio with no little outside shot, which is sometimes frustrating, I feel, because Gotham is supposed to be a character in the series because it's... You know, the visual aspect of Gotham
is meant to exemplify the
decadence and the decrepitude decay. I'll just say decay.
Just say decay. Or decrepitude. Either one. as long as it's a word. but even like where you see Cat coming through the window.
Yeah.
To see Bruce. It would have been nice even just to get a shot from outside of her going up the building.
Little things like that could help
space it out a bit because it's really claustrophobic at times where it's just like, yeah, that's a studio, that's another studio, that's probably the back of the studio with the door open.
But even when it's even when you need sort of a slight establishing shot of a building. So when Gordon and Bullock...
Even most of Smallville happened outside.
When Gordon and Bullock go off to find one of the stashes of where they're keeping the drugs.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't do an establishing shot. They go straight from the police precinct straight to this building. And because they kind of leave via a door and then enter via a door, editing-wise, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Because you feel like, oh, they must have just went next door. Or literally is just outside. And that's not... There's no, like, sense of travel. And...
Mm.
It sometimes the editing in this in Gotham
it's a bit awkward. Yeah,
yeah, it's awkward and not done particularly well.
I agree. One of the other big things that happens is Gordon gets some kind of like police backup for once, where he arrests the internal affairs guy, which I thought internal affairs was the girl who was with Barbara and the black guy, but it's not. I guess they're another branch.
Oh, I forget.
Yeah.
Forget.
I don't know what they're doing. But anyway, it's that guy now.
All we know is there's a bunch of high-end officers that are corrupt.
Yeah.
And there are some that aren't corrupt and there's some that are. And the two we saw before, the girl and the guy...
they weren't corrupt.
They're not corrupt.
Yeah.
But the...
They're useless.
Yeah, they're useless. But the guy we've got at the moment is corrupt.
Yeah.
And finally, God, this is quite frustrating. It's the 13th episode.
Yeah.
And Gordon is finally doing something which I thought would be the main premise of the whole show. I thought was going to be about him cleaning up
the
police.
Well, they touched upon it before, but
But this is the first arrest.
I
know he tried
before,
with the mayor and stuff like that, but this is his first actual proper arrest.
I get that, because there's six episodes left, so it's a bit too little too late, but
what I'm trying to say is that when hearing about this series, I thought it was going to be more political and more about the gangs and the mob and that kind of thing.
I thought
in the end, what it's become more about is these villains and the references to the Batman universe.
Yeah.
It's become more about that than it has become about
Gordon,
you know,
his position in the police.
Yes,
and stuff
exactly.
Like that.
And his rise to power.
I have.
That's what's interesting, is Gordon's rise to power.
It is.
Because we don't get that in any of the... films, we never get his rise to power as a commissioner.
No, in like the Dark Knight movies, he gets promoted every time he does something good. It's just like, you're promoted. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you don't get like the type of development you see in the comics, like in Year One.
Yes.
Which is all about Gordon, really. Mm. and it's really interesting. But I've got mixed feelings because I kind of like that, those parts of Gotham, but I do like stuff like gimmicky stuff like the electrocutioner as well. So I'm a bit, I don't know. When they do a villain right, like Black Mask, it can be good.
Yes. Yeah. No. When it's relevant to the story or it intertwines with the main story, I'm fine with it. But when you just have Balloon Man or
he always
Spirit
goes back
of the
to
Goat me. or
who else?
What's one of the other ones? The old guy who's super.
Oh, yeah.
whichever one you want to pick, which is just a distraction.
Well, she was the one who had the goat. But there was another super old guy.
Sorry.
Too many super old guys in that show. I don't know.
But
it's a pattern.
When you have those distractions, those are less interesting.
True.
Than the overall arc. Yeah. Like, I feel like everything should be designed to push the main arc forward.
I mean,
and not just be like little side stories all the time.
I mean, unless you've got like a good villain that's relevant, just don't do that story. Just continue with the main story instead. Yeah. So, not bad episodes, the last two.
There were enjoyable parts, but there were still elements that are frustrating, like montages. And,
definitely.
You know.
But like not bad. Yeah. I look forward to the next episodes, which will introduce Scarecrow, Red Hood, and
because we've had
the Flying Graysons.
Because we had a little break due to holidays and other things, we reviewed two episodes.
Yeah, two at the same time. We'll do two next time as well.
Next time.
Yeah, and also it gives us more time to.
But also
get
because
some Batman news.
Like the last two episodes were connected.
Yeah, as well.
Quite directly.
Yeah.
They
never say like to be continued though. It's literally
no, but it is quite obvious. Like they even did a last time. On Gotham type thing.
They usually do anyway.
But
like the next episode's called like something Dr. Crane, which isn't about Frasier. It's about Crane is the name of the Scarecrow.
Oh, wouldn't it be brilliant? It's Kelsey Grammer just turned up. He'd be a great villain.
Hello, Gordon.
I don't know why he was ever Beast.
Sherry. Like,
he should have been a villain in something.
Like Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah.
He was a villain in Transformers.
Like if he ever wanted to reboot Fantastic Four, he could have been Doctor Doom.
Doctor Doom.
He could have been Doctor Doom. And like I don't know, who would you have as each of the
Doctor Doom could be anyone, to be honest. Like he's just wearing
the
mask.
Have Channing Tatum as the Thing.
Okay. It needs to be a bit older though, the Thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I just went for the fact he's big.
Kelsey Grammer could be the Thing.
No.
Well, he was the Beast.
No. I don't get... No, but that's what I'm saying. He shouldn't be a good guy. He should be a bad guy. He should be a villain.
He's good as villains.
No, yeah. But he doesn't play enough good as them. Yeah, he should be the villain of it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, who as an actor would you have as each of the Fantastic... If you had to reboot
Each of the Fantastic Four?
Yeah.
I would have a restraining order on Jessica Alba. She can't come. She can't come within like 5 miles of the set.
Yeah.
For one thing, I don't know. I think I would probably find someone a bit older than the person they chose for. I was gonna say Elastic Man. That's a different one. Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Someone with slightly grayish hair on the side. Who could be good actually? Slim, tall, not Robert Downey Jr. He's not tall.
No, he's not.
Throw some names out. And not
Benedict Cumberbatch. No, we can't.
He would have been good, but he's Doctor Strange now.
No, I know, I know we can't.
Someone like Cumberbatch would have been good. As Mr. Fantastic. Someone that could pass for a scientist.
Oh right.
Not a little boy that, paints his hair grey. which is as adorable as it sounds.
I'm trying to think. Like, who could you have?
Connect the Fantastic Four movie to Batman. Because we haven't done Six Degrees of Batman.
Yeah, we haven't done it in a while.
Let's just say Jessica Alba.
That's fairly easy.
Is it?
Well, you just go to Sin City.
Yeah.
And then you're at Bruce Willis. And we've done Bruce before.
Well, don't do it. Bruce as well. There's loads of actors in that film.
Yeah, there is. Okay, Clive Owen.
Okay. Okay.
Have we done Clive Owen?
No. Go ahead. It's a weird way to go, but.
No, I'm trying to make it hard. That's all right. The thing. It's like,
because otherwise you could have gone Sin City 2, which has someone from the Batman.
Oh no, I could have gone. Can I go Antonio Banderas?
He's not in those.
No,
movies.
Not Antonio Banderas. Oh, who's that guy? I've forgotten his name. The
Benicio del Toro.
Yes.
Yeah. You could go that way though.
Yeah, but you can go that way, or you can go Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rourke. So you can go anyway.
Just well,
go,
no, it's easy with Mickey Rourke.
Go Clive Owen.
It's easy.
That was your first.
Because Mickey Rourke, Expendables done.
yeah.
You know.
Come on. Get to the chopper.
Clive Owen. God, fuck. I have totally forgotten most of his films other than Children of Men. But who's in Children of Men?
Well, he was in three films before he fell off the face of the earth. He's back with a new series, though. But
fuck, what was he in?
He was in Children of Men.
Yeah.
He was in Shoot 'Em Up.
Yes, with the woman. What's her name?
Monica Bellucci. Yeah.
Who's in Matrix.
Reloaded.
Matrix Reloaded.
And Revolutions.
And Revolutions. With Lawrence Fishburne and Keanu Reeves and Carrie-Anne.
And Jada Pinkett Smith.
So there you go.
You haven't linked it to Batman. You linked it to Gotham.
Oh, what? Really? You're going to... Wait, that doesn't count?
That was a trap.
That doesn't count. Linking it to Gotham doesn't count.
As far as I know, there's no Batman yet. There's no Batman. Doesn't count.
Okay. No. That is very fair.
It was a trap.
That's very fair.
Yeah.
But we can use Keanu Reeves because we haven't really... Sure.
Why not?
He's Keanu Reeves that much. And he is in loads of films. But what connects him?
Bill and Ted, dude!
Yeah, but who's in Bill and Ted that's...
Like...
Who's really famous in Bill and Ted other than Keanu Reeves?
George Carlin.
Okay, that's where you're going with that.
Yeah.
It's yours now. You've taken this.
No, go ahead. Forget George Carlin. He's also been like not in a film. Well, there's a direct way through George Carlin, but I'll tell you.
Oh, I've got it. So he's in Speed with Sandra Bullock, and Sandra Bullock in Gravity is with George motherfucking
well done.
Clooney.
That was good.
There you go.
That was very good. Very good.
There you go.
George Carlin,
yeah,
was in Jersey Girl.
Oh wow! Okay, I've never seen that one.
With Ben Affleck, who is Batman.
Yeah, okay.
There you go. Can't forget about George.
No, look, I kind of want a modification of the rules.
What do you mean?
Can we say?
How dare
that,
you?
Can we say you're only Batman once you've said the line in a film or animated series or game?
No, it's too complicated.
I am Batman.
No.
Because if that's
no.
So, you can't have Ben Affleck.
We don't know. We know he's been cast as Batman. That's enough.
Yeah, that's what we know. But he hasn't been actually on TV or in a film.
We've seen pictures of it.
Oh.
That's good enough.
Oh, is that good enough for you?
And there's a trailer, which we haven't really seen properly.
I must have James Franco then. I want James Franco. He said he was Batman. He had a thing on YouTube. He's Batman.
Yeah, but then you're just making it even easier.
No, I know. It's anyone in a costume.
Yeah, I know.
No, I know.
Will Arnett, you could as well. Well, I think Lego Batman counts.
Lego Batman counts?
Yeah, it counts.
Oh, what's the actor who plays?
Will Arnett.
Okay,
from Arrested Development.
Well, yeah. Okay.
I love that guy. Anyway, let's go to the next section.
I'm going to try and connect it to him now from now on.
Yeah,
that's so difficult.
It's more difficult.
He's not been in loads of things.
He's been in enough things that you could link him.
Is Will on it in Bosses? Horrible Bosses?
Ooh, no.
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 Okay.
Jason Bateman is, but... Yeah. I mean, you can link it to Horrible Bosses
if
you want.
Yeah,
so you
can do that. You can link Jason Bateman, then Yes, that's it.
You could do it that way.
Yeah, sorry.
Anyway, we've gone off track. But let's go to the Bat Poles, Robin.
To the Bat Poles!
Oh, you forgot something.
What?
Stop. You forgot a piece of news.
You forgot something. You forgot the Babylon. And what do you mean piece of news? We haven't... actually started the news yet.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I'm getting to that's what the Batpulse is. Do your thing.
No.
All right. Okay. How many times have we fucked that up? Like
every time.
Like 13 out of 50 times. 16. All right. So we talked about Scarecrow, Red Hood as well is coming up. Yeah. To finish with Gotham news, Milo Ventimiglia. You don't know who he is, do you? he's Peter Petrelli in Heroes. He can fly.
Yay.
He's the flying guy. He's going to play a villain in Gotham. That's
okay.
Announced, yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. So you want to talk about Aquaman. Let's talk about Aquaman.
Aquaman.
Conan. Looks like, I don't know, like a sexy Mickey Rourke or something. Because you know in Iron Man 2, Mickey Rourke had this kind of grayish hair.
He's the son of Mickey Rourke. Yeah.
So he looks cool.
Yeah, like he was... Wait, so he played Conan.
He played Conan.
He played Khal Drogo in Game of Thrones Season 1.
Fair enough.
He was in Stargate Atlantis.
Yeah, he was in Baywatch. Don't forget Ronan. Baywatch.
Yeah. And he tends to play muscular characters without much depth.
Mindless dudes. Yeah,
unfortunately. And he's obviously been typecast.
A little bit. Just a bit.
Yeah, just a bit.
Although he seemed more threatening in the Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Whereas in Conan, kind of, but he's still like the hero.
He should have been. The problem is they should have, like said, just be Khal Drogo. But in Conan. That's what they should have said. Because it's like...
He wasn't the problem in Conan, to be honest. It was just so badly written and directed. Yeah. It's, I mean, there's only so much you can do.
But you remember that, you know the story with Arnold Schwarzenegger, that because his language...
Of course!
Because his English wasn't very good at the time of the... They were like, they gave him very few lines.
Sure, sure.
But that worked. Like, having him being kind of very unarticulate made it really kind of made him seem more real because he didn't have an education.
No, exactly.
So he wouldn't be very articulate.
No.
He wouldn't be very eloquent about the world and what he's going through and what he believes.
Crush your enemies.
Yeah. Which was taught to him, wasn't it? That line.
See them driven before you.
Yeah. And hear
the lamentations of the women. Okay. Sorry, I just wanted to say that.
Like, that line is taught to him, and that's why he recites that back. But before that, he barely says anything.
Sure.
And I think they should have gone down that route with Conan.
But they still...
The remake.
Yeah. But where they were clever enough in the original Conan is that they didn't make him, like, dumb. Because he still clearly knows they're the bad guys.
Unable,
he hasn't been brainwashed.
Yeah, just unable to speak his mind.
Yeah.
I think is, you know, unable to find words appropriate to the situation. So.
Yeah. That was a good movie.
But anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. Sorry, we're getting off track. Jason Momoa is the name of
thank you.
The new Conan. Yeah.
Jason Momoa. I like the guy.
Jason Momoa.
I like the guy, actually. I think.
He's all right.
You know, I think he's... I'm not saying he's like a great actor, but he fits a part.
Yeah, I mean
that I like. He's kind of a modern action
hero. Yeah,
yeah.
He's like if Sam Worthington had a bit more charisma.
Yeah,
yeah.
I give you that. No, I give you that. I give you that.
Because I was fine with him being Conan. Like he looked more like
Sam
Conan.
Worthington got so much more work. Like,
not anymore. Like,
no, I know that. But
that career fizzled out quickly. Although, I mean, Avatar is gonna kickstart it again because he's probably knows. But he's probably like waiting patiently for that paycheck.
Yeah, but he must have made a fucking bomb off of.
Oh yeah, of course.
Of you know, Avatar.
I'm sure financially he's fine.
Avatar's the biggest grossing film of all time.
Yeah, jeez. I don't. Yeah, it's still stupid. But anyway, Aquaman costume, they went for like something that looks very Kryptonian, but it's like silver, although he's naked. At one point, like he's still kind of topless, but it looked like they painted him silver somehow.
But what is a little bit frustrating, and I know we knew already that there was going to be an Aquaman.
We
knew already there's going to be Wonder Woman. But I'm severely worried about this film now.
Ooh.
I'm really worried. I'm really worried it's going to be another George Clooney.
I don't mind.
You know.
I don't mind that. Because I have like so little faith in that movie to start with.
No, but the problem I'm is like, if that it's kills the franchise for a few years and then we don't see anything for ages.
I mean, I'd rather not see anything than see something stupid.
Yeah, that's true.
I think after Batman and Robin, I was like, fine, let's go back to good stuff eventually.
But I'm worried they're going to introduce too many people.
Well, they clearly are.
Or too many villains. We don't know necessarily that there aren't going to be more villains if there's going to be more heroes. So
yeah.
I'm getting more and more concerned the more media.
I'm thinking that Aquaman, seeing as they've made him look pretty tough, that he might start off as a villain in Batman v Superman until they realize he's a good guy. I think they might be like, who's that guy? He looks scary.
Yeah.
And then he'll be part of the
But also
villain bunch.
Because Wonder Woman and Aquaman haven't had modern films about them made.
Sure.
Their introductions may be poorly executed because...
I mean, there's no way... I mean, I'm telling you...
If we're going to have flashbacks for them, maybe. We might have origin stories for them.
Yeah.
But that's going to take a lot of time. So what are we going to do? We're just going to say they're there? No, actually,
I have no idea.
I'd be happy if they just go, yeah, they're there. They exist.
Yeah.
Like, we don't need the backstory. We don't need this. You can have a little bit of filler about, like, the reason why I'm angry is this. And that relates to my past.
That might be what they're thinking. Like, they'll do that, and then the spin-off movies will be kind of prequels.
Yeah.
They explain what went on. Like, the Wonder Woman movie is going to shoot later this year.
Yeah,
so
which is really backwards.
It is backwards, like, yeah. DC is just backwards with everything. But, except gaming, I guess. They're doing all right.
Well, yeah, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the process. And also, but you have to understand with the gaming thing, no one thought that was going to be good.
No.
Like, we heard, like, oh, there's another Batman game. Yeah, that's going to suck.
Yeah.
And then it didn't, and it was a fucking surprise, and we were all like,
true.
Yay!
But, speaking of Batman games, Arkham Knight is going to get an M rating, apparently, which is mature.
Okay. I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently, like, Rocksteady's not, like, contesting you or anything.
Yeah, no, that's great. It's weird, isn't it? With gaming, you tend to aim for mature as a game rating, but in fucking films they cut the shit out of films to make it a 12A.
I wouldn't even be surprised if Batman v Superman is like PG-13.
Gonna suck.
Then it will be Batman and Robin if it is PG-13.
Yeah,
I don't know about that movie at all.
I worry
as well. We spoke about it more in the big rewind or the podcast, but Birdman won 4 Oscars, so we don't need to go into that because we talked about it a lot. Will Arnett was, speaking of the Oscars, he appeared in that Everything is Awesome video we saw, which was a bit of a weird Eurovision.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a bit chaotic. But
by the way, if you're American and you don't know what Eurovision is, search Eurovision.
Yeah, you're
it's
missing out.
So amazing.
Every year, Europe fucking embarrasses itself greatly.
For hours and hours.
If I was American, I'd want to see that shit. I'd be like, let's see what those Europeans are up to.
It's so cliched. And by the way, it's like, in Europe, we produce a lot of good music. And yet we have Eurovision, where we put all our shittiest music together.
There was a period of time where I used to like watch it just for laughs.
And, oh, like, I watch it for laughs.
Yeah.
I definitely watch
it. France?
It's too long because I can't watch it all.
Yeah.
But I definitely try and watch it for laughs.
And France, like one of their entries was clearly a spoof of Eurovision. I like that. That was the one time where I was like, done, France.
What I find, I mean,
this is slightly off track, but
yeah, of course. I find Eurovision sometimes a bit frustrating because it's all about national pride for most people.
Yeah.
Right? It's a very political.
Some people take it seriously.
Yeah,
you know,
it can be very political. But at the same time, in England, we make quite a lot of well-known and good music. Coldplay is an obvious example. It's very popular around the world.
Yeah.
And yet we can never seem to produce since like the 80s or something.
No,
we've never been able to produce anyone for Eurovision.
I think they won.
Been any good?
I think they probably. I seem to remember they won in the '90s with that annoying song like "It Could Be Rotterdam" or anywhere. You know that song?
I can't remember.
I think that one. I'm not sure.
It's been a while.
But yeah, that was like 97 or some shit. I don't know. Since then, it's been washed out. But without the Eurovision, I wouldn't have known about Lordi, that Finnish monster metal band.
Yeah.
They're pretty awesome.
No, they surprise you every now and again.
Yeah.
Because they had the transvestite guy, or sorry, girl. As I'm,
yeah.
Be careful,
Jamie.
Sorry, I couldn't remember at that point in time.
But who are you talking about?
How she self-identified.
Who are you talking about? The girl with the beard?
Yes.
The recent one? Yeah, yes. Okay. Because there was a transsexual Israeli singer years and years ago, that one as well.
Yes.
Yeah, I forget her name though.
So, in some ways, they try and be progressive. That's what I'm
saying. Yeah, true.
Like certain countries will try and be a bit progressive about certain things.
It's
like the song's not great, that's the thing.
No, but at least...
At least, because when you send someone, you're putting out an image of your country.
Come on, so I mean,
it's something.
You know that there's progressive, but the Eurovision's not about that. I mean, it's all about... It's essentially a freak show.
Yeah.
They're like, look at these idiots.
All right, I'll give you that.
So I think they weren't like, it's like, oh, well, that's, you know, unusual.
Yeah.
Woman with a beard. Let's, you know. It's kind of, I think that's the way they looked at it, but they're trying to pass it off as they're being progressive, which I wish they were.
Yeah.
But I don't buy it for a second.
It becomes very obvious that political lines.
Yeah.
Enter into it. So certain countries will vote for certain other countries based on their political relationships.
Yeah.
And that's why England doesn't do
no friends
well
in Europe. No friends
because,
at all.
Because England is not viewed... at least on a political level, we're not viewed very positively.
No.
But weirdly enough, London is the most visited city in all of Europe.
Yeah.
You know,
well, people come from all over Europe to see London and then they leave quickly because I'm joking.
Okay, London's great. I love London.
It is good. It's better than other countries. Well, some other cities I've been to.
I'll give you that some cities give it a run for its money.
Yeah, come on.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, like Rome. Like,
I mean, London lost a lot of points by cancelling Sega World. I mean,
that was so long ago.
I'm telling you, that lost a few points for me.
Oh my god, that was so long ago.
When I went to Sega World,
that was Sega's issue. What the fuck is
still? And then they got rid of Funland. Well, first of all, they called it Funland, which that lost a lot of points. Yeah.
You can't.
And then
have,
they got rid of Funland.
You can't have that anymore. It's a bygone era.
That's bullshit. I played the Aerosmith arcade game in that Sega World. It was amazing.
I played Dreamcast.
It had better 4D rides than fucking Universal Studios.
I know. Well, it had virtual reality.
Yeah, it was great.
It had a
It had like a ghost train where you're like shooting like virtual monsters. Did you remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, good times. I remember. That was so good.
Anyway.
Yeah, sorry. Let's no one on. Knows what the fuck we're talking on. About. I think there's one last piece of news. The thing about the Lego thing I wanted to say.
Okay.
Will Arnett has a Lego guitar in that video.
Okay.
And I want that. Okay. You remember, just a follow-up from last time, Suicide Squad, how they were going to say that Jake Gyllenhaal was going to replace Tom Hardy as Rick Flag.
Yeah.
He's not.
Yay! Yeah,
he's...
Yes, you go, Jake.
He has too much integrity. He's turned it down.
Excellent. So you go, Jake.
He made you proud.
Yes, of course he does. Like he made a mistake and he's learnt his lesson.
What, Prince of Persia?
Yeah. He made a mistake trying to do a superhero film and he's like, I'm done
superhero,
with
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Action film, whatever.
Action hero,
And he was like, no, I'm not going to make that mistake again. I'm going to pick my films very carefully.
Yeah.
I'm going to do Nightcrawler. Fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
And I'm going to
Zodiac.
Move. Yeah. And
Prisoners.
Yeah.
Lots
exactly.
of good movies.
And
yeah.
I'm going to continue to do films like that.
That's the
Even
right
if I
path.
Don't make huge amounts of money, like, I'm going to continue to do films like
That's
that.
Definitely the right path. I mean, he went from indie movies to...
It's where he came from.
Yeah.
It's like, it's how he became popular.
Exactly.
He came from that.
To Hollywood, back to indie movies. Yeah. That's the way to go, I think. You ready for a riddle?
Oh, yes.
Let's do that shit.
No, actually, before we get to
the riddle, okay.
Because I had to do the bloody 6 degrees.
Yeah, go on then.
I think you should have to do 6 degrees. Yeah,
okay. It's good we're back on track with those, because we forgot last time, didn't we?
And I'm give me a second to
oh, think. I thought you had something planned out.
No, but hang on.
I thought you were like, you know, link Terry Thomas to fucking Batman.
I want you to link...
Mm-hmm. Go on.
I'm trying to think of a British film, actually.
Yeah.
I want you to link...
British film?
A previous Oscar-winning film, King's Speech.
Why? Okay.
Because we mentioned it on our other podcast.
But it's too easy if Helena Bonham Carter is in it, because then I can just link it to any Tim Burton film.
That's true.
All right, I'll try with Colin Firth then. Colin Firth.
No, well, no. I want you to use Timothy Spall.
Timothy Spall? Oh, he was Churchill in that, wasn't he? He was in Sweeney Todd, you dumbass.
Oh, fuck's sake, are you serious?
Yeah. Did you break your chair in anger?
No.
Okay. No, let's try Colin Firth. That's actually more difficult.
That is interesting.
It's not. Is it more difficult?
He's in loads of films. I can do it in my head. I've already done it in my head.
It's pretty easy, I guess.
You can go Tinker Tailor.
Oh, that's too easy.
Yeah, that is too easy.
All right, Colin Firth was in Bridget Jones' Diary.
All right.
With Renée Zellweger.
Yeah.
Who was in Me, Myself, and Irene with Jim Carrey. Who was the
Riddler. There you go. All right, that's a good one.
It's pretty easy. All right, speaking of Riddler, that's such a good segue.
Cool.
Riddles.
Yeah, give me a riddle.
Let's do this.
Riddle me this, riddle me that. Who's afraid of the big black bat?
Riddle me this. Here's a muffin. No.
with a bullet.
I don't even know if we've done this one already, but fuck it. What kind of men are always above board?
Ooh. What kind of men are always above board? Shut up.
I love the Riddler theme. Come on.
Oh, boardman.
What? What kind of men are always above board?
Mm.
Boardman? Oh my god.
Teachers?
He's squinting so hard.
Teachers?
What?
Teachers?
Teachers? Why?
Because they write on a board. I guess they're always...
No, they're in front of the board. They're not above board.
In front of the
Come
board.
Come on.
I'm above the board.
I've got a few answers, but they're not the right answers.
Dead people. no, they're below board, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, yes.
Oh, dear. Above... captains. They're always above board.
Above board?
Yeah, they're... instead of overboard, they're... above board?
No.
Oh.
Captains.
Tell me.
Well, I was thinking like surfers.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That's good. Yeah, but they fooled off it all the time.
Yes, sir, actually. They're not on there for long. The answer was chessmen.
Which, seriously?
Which I guess they could have just said pawns, but yeah. What kind of men are always above board?
Chessmen.
Yeah.
Chest. Men.
Yes, Jamie.
I'm rubbing my nipples.
Why are you doing this on the podcast? You could have literally just said it. You didn't have to do it. Because that's just for me then.
Chessmen.
Thank you.
Chessmen.
Yes, chessmen.
They're what? In front of the board. They're not really.
They're on the board. On the chessboard.
Yeah. I think pawn would have been better. I think pawn.
Pawn?
Yeah, as in the.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant porn.
The actual kind of. I haven't seen 50 Shades of Grey. I'm not particularly interested in it. But the reason why I'm not interested is not because of the whole torture porn angle. It's because I've heard it's not very well written, you know, or an interesting story for that matter.
I'm not interested.
I'm not saying you can't make films about sex. That's the thing. You should do.
If
you want to see a film like that, I think I've recommended it before. Watch The Secretary, okay?
If I want to read about dicks, I read Moby Dick, motherfucker.
Okay, fine.
Thanks for listening. Until next time.
Bastard.
You've been dickamized.
Gothamized.
Gothamized, sorry.